This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A federal judge has certified a class action lawsuit against the largest insurance company in Montana, Montana Blue Cross Blue Shield, based upon allegations that the company denied thousands of large dollar claims without proper medical review, leaving residents with insurance to face staggering medical bills or bankruptcy for procedures that the insurance company deemed not medically necessary. Judge Brian Morris, the chief judge of the Federal District of Montana, said a claim originally filed by a Helena couple, Johnny and Mary Rutherford, could convert into a class action claim because of evidence that indicates Montana Blue Cross Blue Shield, which is owned by Healthcare Service Corporation, routinely denied claims without following state law that requires investigation and documentation before a denial. Judge Morris noted that the company provided little in the way of evidence to halt the class action suit. Judge Morris said, Healthcare Service Corporation provided no substantive response to Rutherford's motion for class certification. The lawsuit filed in Helena outlines the way the insurance company, which covers tens of thousands of Montanans, routinely denies large dollar claims of more than $50,000 by a formulaic procedure that intentionally does not ask for documentation or support for medical procedures and does not use specialists when reviewing medical records. As many as 15,000 claims may have incorrectly been denied by Healthcare Service Corporation, which does business as Montana Blue Cross Blue Shield. Montana law requires the insurance company to perform a deeper medical investigation before denying claims. In the lawsuit, attorneys say that state law requires all insurers to reasonably investigate claims based on all available information, and claims that Montana Blue Cross Blue Shield didn't just ignore medical documentation, but routinely refused to ask for it. Judge Morris, in his order, said that it was reasonable to award a class certification status to the Rutherfords and possibly thousands of other people because if HCSC is required to change its standard operation procedure, each class member would be provided a different level of review, potentially changing the outcome of their claim status. Originally, Montana Blue Cross Blue Shield had sought to dismiss the lawsuit or keep it under court seal, but newly released documents in the case show that during depositions, representatives of the insurance company revealed the large number of claims that it denies, and also that those denials are usually done quickly and rarely, if ever, seek other medical records or conversations with medical providers. In court documents, attorneys for Rutherford detail that any claim for more than $50,000 is flagged for review as a matter of policy, and that Montana Blue Cross Blue Shield has more than 10,000 pages of medical policies with checklists of when to pay claims. During questioning, medical reviewers said they checked only the records that were sent to them to ensure they literally checked the boxes. The lawsuit says they are not permitted to ask for additional records, they do not contact the treating provider to ask questions, they do not contact the patient, they do not look at the policy. Dr. Kimberly Warren Ellis reviewed Rutherford's claim, which involved a collapsed vertebrae in his back, but told attorneys she did not have training in spinal conditions or surgery. Dr. Ellis testified that she does not think about or consider the impact that her denials have on plan members or their families because that is not her job, court records said. Nurse Kelly Dunkirk, who originally reviewed Rutherford's claim, reviewed 64 large-dollar claims, sending 17 of them for review by physicians, about 27%. Meanwhile, Ellis on the same day denied 9 out of 10 claims, according to court records. According to Ellis's time card, she spent less than 4 minutes reviewing each file. In the last 5 years, Montana Blue Cross Blue Shield has denied 15,127 claims in Montana alone as not medically necessary, the court filings say. 25% of these claims were appealed by the patient. 30% of the appeals resulted in the denial being reversed and the claim being accepted and paid. A recently retired employee from HCSC, who was involved with handling Rutherford's claim, testified that denying claims was part of the system. People usually just wind up paying the bill when a claim is denied, said Yvonne Henkley. While HCSC finally agreed to reverse its decision for Rutherford, state law allows those denied coverage unfairly to continue to seek damages, including suffering or attorney's fees, as a way of discouraging large insurance carriers from denying legitimate claims. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.